Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Mommy's the word, but we're telling everyone. It's BOGO 50% off time at Designer Shoe Warehouse. Just in time for Mother's Day, buy any pair of shoes, get a second qualifying pair 50% off. Treat mom or yourself to the perfect spring styles from must-own brands. And hurry. Unlike a mother's love, this deal won't last forever. So make mom proud and score BOGO 50% off at your DSW store or DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Kim on a whim.
If you're out driving and you come across somebody who is panhandling, asking for money, how likely are you, would you say, to stop and actually roll your window down and give them money? Because I'm at a 0% likelihood that I will do that.
I've done it, but it is really rare.
So what is it that, like that? What is it that would convince you to want to do that? Is there like a certain person, like a woman, or a certain area?
No, you know, I've done it walking down the street more than I've done it at a street corner. I would have to say, like if I'm in a big city on vacation or something, I've done that a few times. I'll have to admit, I did it a few times when I was in Europe, as I remember correctly. Several times I've been driving up to a street sign and I'll see somebody standing there and it will be my youngest child goading me to give them something and me having to tell them, don't fall for that. These mm-hmm. people are professionals. Mm-hmm. Lord knows how much money they make every day. I wonder how much money they can make at a real job. That's generally my response to it.
Mine too. I have a lot of questions about it. I've tried offering them food and said, hey, I'll go buy you food, or I've had leftovers and I've offered that to them. And I understand maybe that's not appealing to most of you, my leftovers, but if you have no food, wouldn't you think you'd want to take it? And they don't want it. And I get frustrated about that. So I just tend to not even want to offer them food. And I don't see them just downtown St. Louis. I see them even out by us in St. Charles County when I'm driving and they're along the interstate. And of course, I always see people rolling down their windows, and I've wondered, how much money are they actually making? I Googled it just out of curiosity. Now, keep in mind, this is just when you throw it into Google, it's like an AI-generated, you know, response. It says, the average panhandler likely earns between $20 and $60 a day. That's not much, but it would certainly cover some costs. Well, then there was a study. Well, this dates back to 2007, so keep in mind this is dated. But it talks about how 70% of those who responded, I guess who were panhandlers, reported getting less than $2 from each person who gave them money. Another 20% said they received between $2 and $5 per person, I guess, who stopped.
Who hands them cash.
Who hands them
to
cash.
To go buy Ripple or meth or whatever it is they're going to spend it on.
Well, I guess, you know, and now, what are they spending it on? And nowadays, I feel like people should just hold up their cardboard sign with the Venmo name or Cash App, because that's clearly an effective way to get people to give money. There's a guy who's doing that. This guy's out of Palm Springs, so he's not local, but he admits to being a professional panhandler.
Sure.
The guy says, look, if I wanted a job, I could have a job. It's not for me. He says, in fact, I used to be a nurse. I don't want to do that. This is just so much easier. You know, some people don't want a job. I'm one of them.
This is a mental health crisis.
It is a mental health crisis. Well, it goes beyond that. So this guy's out there panhandling, and some woman who's a photographer snaps a picture of him and posts it on social media. Well, apparently women think this guy is super attractive and that he needs to be a model. So now he's basically gone viral on social media, racked up some 20,000 followers on TikTok, where he posts his Cash App information. Listen, he posts these videos all the time, just being very open about being a professional panhandler. Listen.
Hi, guys. So I got done panhandling. Went pretty good. I made $58, so it was good. Yesterday, I made $59 panhandling. And then Thursday, the day my power went out, I made $100 with your guys' donations plus panhandling out in the street. I sold some stuff. So I got my power back on. Took about 12 hours. You know, I had it without 12 hours, but, you know, got it back on anyways. Got to clean my freezer, though. I know it's dirty. But yeah, I'm going to clean that today. Didn't work out. Took today off. No panhandle, but I didn't work out. I'm rambling. Anyways, I'm good. Hope you guys are good. I'll catch you guys later.
He admits he's not homeless. So,
no.
So how many of these people are living in homes? I mean, his power was out, he's saying. Now it's back on. But how many people live in homes and drive their cars, park it a ways away, and then walk to the corner where they're planning to beg for money? And then once they've made the amount that they're aiming for that particular day, they just walk back over to their car and drive home.
So just extrapolating that out, he's making, if he's making $55 a day doing this, $275 a week, assuming he does it 5 days a week, $1,100 a month. I mean, he's going to qualify for assistance. So he's probably on welfare as well, and he's panhandling in addition to that. Wouldn't you guess? If he's got an address?
I would think so, but it sounds like that was a bad day, because in this article it talks about how he has made $260 in a matter of hours. And keep in mind, he's panhandling and he's posting his information, his Cash App information on social media. And women think he's so attractive that they're donating to him. And he even said, he's like, I don't want a model. You guys are saying I'm attractive enough to be a professional model. He's like, I have no interest in
that
either.
This is the part that irritates me. Out at 40 and Clarkson, I used to see this on occasion. I saw the same people one time at Clarkson and Clayton, and I also saw them, where else were they? I ran into them somewhere else. I'm trying to think where it was. Maybe off 141. It was a man, and he had his wife and two little children sitting off to his left. It was probably a 95-degree day out there, just to try to pull on people's heartstrings when they pulled up to the corner to hand them more cash. I am suspicious of that because, number one, if you cared about your family, you wouldn't subject them to that just to try to beg for money.
Oh, I can't stand when they have their young
kids
out there.
What if the kids have gotten hit by a car or something?
Oh, I know.
She's not safe.
I know Bill lives in, one of our listeners lives in Tennessee, but he's talking about how people in his area will have a dog with them. And it's, you know, crazy hot. I see that all the time. And you, this sweet little dog, and you feel so bad. And, oh, I can't believe that dog has to sit out there in this 90-degree weather. And here's some money. I really think that they are doing that just to pull at your heartstrings because they know it's effective. I mean, wouldn't you be interested to see a study? It's if you bring a dog out there with you or you bring a child compared to just a man out there,
right?
The likelihood of how much more money you're going to make.
I'm sure it makes a difference. The other thing that would cause me more caution is if the person I'm dealing with is sophisticated enough to have a bank account and have set up Venmo just to beg for a living. If you're sophisticated enough to do that, then you have the ability to go get a job.
He said he was a nurse. So he's clearly a smart guy where he had a job, probably a decent paying job, and he says this is easier. I don't want to do that.
I don't want to change bedpans anymore and all that. I don't know.
There are stories. I've not done any myself, but there are stories that have been done across the country by journalists where you know, they follow these people for a couple of days and they see them getting in, not just a car, I mean, like a nice, nice car. There's people who will play. Have you ever seen people who are playing? I guess it would be almost like an electric violin.
Yeah.
And it says this whole setup. And there was one story maybe out of Indiana years ago. And they were asking, hey, would you mind playing a song for me? You know, because they typically have the stereo playing at the same time. And the guy clearly couldn't play. It was just, you know, he pretends like he can play the instrument to get more people to give. I'm not saying everybody's doing that, but that was the gist of this particular reporter's story.
I generally speaking, to buy. Remember, they used to, there was a time when they would, the cops would pick these people up and drive them to another jurisdiction and drop them off. And then a couple of them sued and claimed their First Amendment rights were being violated because they had a right to stand there if they wanted to in a public space and with a sign that asked for money. And they really can't get away with doing that anymore. So a court ruled that they have the right to stand there and make you feel guilty by waving at you and saying God bless you and all this to try to play on the emotions to get you to give them something.
It's one thing to just stand there at the corner. It's another thing when you're at a stoplight and you're walking up to the window of a car. I do not like that. You get away from my car, back up, especially if my child's on the car.
Right.
Don't you dare approach me. And that's when I have a serious problem with it, is when you're being that aggressive and you're not understanding that you don't have a right to try to knock on my window and get me to roll it down when I'm stuck there at a stoplight. Have you ever had that happen?
I don't know if I've had somebody knock on the window. I've had people approach me at stoplights downtown that walked right up to the window. They didn't knock, but they were rather aggressive.
I don't think that should be allowed.
Occasionally had, it doesn't happen very often around here. I've had it in other cities where they'll run up and try to start washing your windshield in hopes that you're going to give them a dollar for their effort.
I'm picturing Happy Gilmore. Yeah. Remember the guy goes and tries to wash all the windows, the cars?
Right. Yeah. No, thank you. Please keep your grubby mitts off of my vehicle, please.
You know, I get that they have a right to be out there if it's a public space. But at some point, if your community is overrun with people who are constantly begging, it does not attract families.
Oh.
And cities need to attract families and businesses, and it's a ripple effect. If I know that one particular area is overrun with people begging and that every time I get in my car, I have to deal with that, that isn't very appealing to me, especially as a mother.
Is there anything going on downtown today that I don't know about? Is there like a May Day parade or anything stupid like that?
I have no idea.
Have the communists gotten together and organized a May Day parade?
Not that
because
I know
if
of.
Not, they put the fences back up around the criminal courts building, the old criminal courts
not
building.
Not City Hall, though.
Right across from Enterprise Center, there are gates up again around. Then they don't say that it's under renovation. I'm sorry, reclamation.
Restoration.
I'm sorry, restoration. They don't say that at all. There are no signs on it. They're just big gates up all around that place where the homeless tend to gather over there. So there's Mayor Spencer dealing with it directly.
Not. Let's see where this goes then, because you can't. It's just a Band-Aid. You need to figure out the solution.
No, man. Remember the idiot out in Kansas City that flew home for I guess, spring break and decided to go vandalize a couple of Teslas? It was a she, he, it kind of situation. If you looked at the picture, you might have thought it was a girl till you noticed the Adam's apple. A judge has suddenly cut this person free. And we're going to talk about that when we come back here in just a minute.